RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Doctors working with the Ministry of Primary Industries, MPI, Ministry of Health and Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora, as part of a One Health approach to preparing for the possible arrival of HPAI, that's bird flu, MPI will be the lead agency if HPAI is detected in New Zealand. The public are being asked to report groups of three or more sick or dying birds, marine mammals, or other wildlife to the Exotic Pest and Disease Hotline. I won't be giving you the number for that hotline, by the way. And the other part of this is that they have decided to vaccinate native birds against bird flu. So to talk about this, Claire Bleakley, GE Free NZ. Hi, Claire. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you, Paul, for inviting me.
And Guy Hatchard is back with us. Hi, Guy.
Hi.
They're coming for the wildlife now. Who wants to start?
Well, this is crazy, isn't it? This is a virus, right? So how good are we at injecting against viruses? I think we know from the last 5 years how that goes. And in fact, the poultry and ducks have been vaccinated against bird flu since 2001. And in 2005, there was a paper published and which was endorsed, please note, by the World Health Organization, saying the widespread use of poultry vaccines against bird flu would lead to viral evolution. That means it would spread, and it would also lead to a jump to humans. And so why are we exactly here in New Zealand, 23 years later, deciding that the vaccination of our native birds is a good idea? The figures are very familiar. 90% efficacy.
Safe and effective for the birds.
Yeah, we remember 90% efficacy of the COVID vaccines, don't we? It's a kind of a statistical trick. In fact, these bird flu vaccines do not stop transmission. And try talking to a bird about how they feel afterwards. I'll give you a chance.
I haven't quite figured out how to do that yet, but I'll keep trying.
Well, Doc might have. You never know.
Well, they probably could. Some might think they do. okay, Claire, in your understanding, what is the vaccination, and is it a GE modified vaccination? And I think they've claimed that so far in phase one trials, and maybe they've got to phase two or the start of phase two, that it's shown promise. What's your understanding?
Okay, just to go back a bit, it's called Poulvac Flufend. It is a veterinary medicine product, and it is an inactivated recombinant, which means GE, avian flu virus, as Guy was saying. But guess who made it? Pfizer.
Oh, no.
How really? Can we believe them? It contains a white oil, and it also contains mercury, thiomersal. Now, we know in humans the seriousness of having vaccines with mercury in it, yet they're giving it now to animals. So I would like to just suggest this was possibly meant for humans, but it didn't work. So
that's interesting. Repurposed.
I think it's repurposed.
Yeah.
And just reading from their data sheet, it is actually a medicinal product that is no longer authorized.
What? Okay.
It is no longer authorized. And I think this is from the EU. This is an EU one. Mm-hmm. So they have withdrawn it. And basically, there was an onset of immunity 3 weeks after the second injection.
So they've got to do them multiple times, the wildlife.
It looks like...
How are they going to do that?
There's only an onset of immunity after a second one. However, the immunity to chickens has not yet been established. In ducks, so it's only been authorized for chickens and ducks. The immunity is 3 weeks after the second injection, and duration of immunity in ducks is 14 weeks after the second injection. So we haven't got it in this country. which means that if we start vaccinating now, the immunity will have worn off, possibly. Now, just a very interesting side, if the user, so the person who's vaccinating, has an accidental self-injection, severe pain and swelling, especially of the injected, if the it is injected into a joint or a finger, and in rare cases could result in the loss of the affected finger if prompt medical attention is not given. If you are accidentally injected with this product, seek prompt medical advice, even if only a very small amount is injected. This product contains a mineral oil. Even small amounts will cause intense swelling and ischemic necrosis, which means all the cells start dying around the bones, which means you could get a loss of the digit.
Gosh.
So,
What does it do to a puny bird leg?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. This looks like, If you're the one who's being protected, what is it doing to our animals? But what's worse, there is no information on the interference of maternally derived antibodies on the vaccination for target species. So what did we hear with the last Pfizer vaccine that Guy has been so good in pointing out? What we heard was that it was safe and effective for pregnant people.
And in fact, they promoted it heavily. They pushed it.
Exactly. And look, it's not even... So these ducks could be made sterile. We already
talked to Naomi Wolf about that.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. But we already have a crisis within our native bird population. And this is an unauthorized vaccine. It is the trial that they started in 2024 does not finish till 2025. They are playing with our nature.
Here's the thing, you're right. Sorry to jump in.
But
these birds do not belong to them.
No.
It's like they've got ownership and sort of a lording it over. They don't own them. Who do they think they are? Sorry, I had to say that. Go ahead.
The problem with these vaccines is that there are literally hundreds of different strains of bird flu, and they work possibly if you hit the right strain in the right species. The strains vary from species to species. I'm sure there's no information. Well, there will be zero information on strains that might affect New Zealand native birds. This is, you know, I mean, you can imagine the conversation at Doc, can't you? Well, we've all got vaccinated. Why not vaccinate our birds?
Yeah, let's start even vaccinating, you know, inanimate objects. Like maybe the car needs a vaccine.
It's criminal, actually. And what it does say here is that the effectiveness of the vaccine will only be seen if it doesn't contradict the wild strains. In other words, if everything dies of bird flu and we lose all our animals, they will say, oh, it wasn't the strain they were vaccinated for.
Yeah, there you go. And no one knows if this will decimate anything.
Well, if as Guy says, that firstly, it's an unauthorized vaccine at the moment, because most likely, as Guy said, it has been found to actually mutate and have maybe new variants and things like that that the vaccine doesn't treat.
It can lead to new strains because it's the evolutionary path of viruses, isn't it? They're there to work around anything that's thrown at them. Surely native birds have been there for millennia, generation on generation, have natural immunity to all sorts of things, don't they?
I would have thought so. I think our fiddling is yet again Pfizer. You wonder how much they're spending. You know, we've already got into debt from our COVID. What are we going to spend on vaccinating the native birds? I hope they're not going to come around my organic property and they're not going to look after my pigeons.
Guy, is there a thing about natural immunity for our bird species? It just seems like an intuitive assumption to me.
Of course. In a bird population, viruses and diseases circulate throughout the whole world because just like humans are flying everywhere, birds are flying everywhere far more than that. This is experimental entirely. And it's, what is this actually? It's a inactivated recombinant a vaccine. And what does that mean? Well, inactivated is the old traditional style of vaccine where you inactivate a pathogen and inject it and get a response. Now, what they've done here is they tacked on a series of artificially constructed DNA structures onto the DNA of the inactivated pathogen. It's highly experimental. And that is basically they're putting a toxin into the birds. And that if you review the literature, basically there are problems deciding if they're effective. There are all kinds of problems because, of course, you can't talk to birds. And all the literature and the latest literature published in the last 2 years, it raises problems with this whole program. It raises problems of you're not sure what you're doing, you're not sure what the effects are, and you're not sure what the long-term effects are. These are all the same problems that we've had with the COVID vaccine, only worse, because you can't talk to the people you're victimizing here, which are the birds, of course.
Okay, so what to do, apart from jump up and down and squawk like a bird, because we're not happy? That's the question, isn't it?
Well, I guess what we've got to do is put pressure on Doc to actually stop this. This is, I think, criminal, and there is the possibility we should take it to the Environment Court because the other thing...
Could that hold it up at least?
Well, at least it was hold it up until we got more information. But the other thing too is birds, if they die of bird flu, I'm just going out of this, 1080 is a secondary poison. So if it dies, whatever eats it will also ingest 1080 and possibly die too. We know dogs are most vulnerable to that. This is a virus that could transfer to anything that ate that bird. So then we've got this horizontal gene transfer where are we actually having dead birds lying around which are infectious, which will then pass it on to scavenging animals. And then we've got now... Exactly. We've got a pool of bird flu mutations in all our animals. I mean, it is absolutely short-sighted and criminal. And I'm quite convinced that bird flu only came out and became a problem when vaccines started. And they started vaccinating chicks at 1 day old. And then they created this pool of shed virus. And what they're saying is that the virus doesn't shed quite as badly as the wild virus, but they are still saying it sheds. So we know that transmission is possible, and we have evidence of transmission if we look at prior Pfizer trials for humans, where they actually admitted that transmission was a factor of their vaccine. So what we've got to do is actually just say, these are, as Guy and you were saying, these are birds that have got no way to speak. We've actually got to say something for these birds because it's going to affect so much. And suddenly, are we going to find that our domestic animals suddenly get bird flu or a mutation of it or what they call it?
What I'm thinking is, look what happened with COVID. It seems that those who got the vaccine are the ones who get COVID all the time.
Yes.
So If there's any similarity, it could be that you're sentencing a good proportion of wildlife to relentless infections until they fall over. Guy, is that something?
Look, you know, I mean, look, this is just such wild and wacky experiment. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, that's the point, isn't it? That's the point.
Yeah, all of these papers, I'm just looking at some of them now, published in 24 and 23, they're all warning of the mass use of vaccines could lead to silent transmission because it doesn't stop transmission, just like the COVID vaccine didn't stop transmission, and mutation to affect humans. They're all specifically warning against it because there's a lot they don't know. Why on earth are we doing this? I have no idea. And as Claire said, the particular vaccine that they're using is now banned in the EU. What are we doing? How
are we taking their supplies?
Yeah. But what is it costing us to take their supplies?
Well, that's the other thing we should know.
Our country is in a hole because of the cost of the last 4 years of COVID. Are we now still buying those vaccines, which is going to create this hole and death, further deaths, you know?
Is this part of the Pfizer contract? How would we ever know without knowing what's in the contract? I know that might be a bit out there, but how do we know? They might have signed up to a whole lot of things that we don't know about.
Do you know, who knows who we can stop this? If we got a couple of thousand people to all dress up in bird suits and dance
Big
outside
bird.
Dock, we might make, we might make some progress. But I mean, this is just madness. These people who are doing this, who are apparently it's in conjunction with the health department, they need to be lined up and tarred and feathered, for goodness sake.
Tarred and feathered.
I can't believe it.
We'll have enough dead birds to feather them. I don't know about the time now that Marsden Point's been closed.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Health New Zealand should be curing the people that in the...
Yeah, what have they got to do with birds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, watch it.
They're muscling in.
I just feel we have to line these people up. We should have a laughter panel, a big panel of several thousand people, and then they line these officials up that are authorizing this, and they have to parade in front of the panel, and the panel just fall all over themselves laughing at them because they're a laughing stock. There's no other word for it. There's no science in this. This is just the intention to experiment because they can.
Yeah. Okay.
I just need to say, after you talk to the Minister for the Environment, they seem to be able to talk about birds much better than women. So maybe we should be calling women birds from now on.
And fluoride. You can add fluoride to that list. I asked the Minister about that and she didn't want to say anything about it.
I know.
All right. I think we're up against time. Okay. I'm sure we'll be talking about this more. Claire Bleakley, Guy Hatchard, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Lovely to be with you, Guy and Paul.
Great.
Thank you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.